Fergus, Ernesto Alemán, the parent of an 8-year-old boy with autism, knows firsthand the struggles with the lack of funding for children diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, ASD. Despite the new Ontario Autism Program, OAP, the provincial government has implemented. Back in March, the provincial government doubled its funding for the OAP to $600 million, the largest investment in autism services in Ontario's history. With the new investment, the province has been able to support 40,000 children with autism. OAP funding is allocated to all eligible families of children and youth on the autism spectrum. Children receive services and supports until the age of 18. However, provincial funding is still a long and treacherous process for many, with waitlists of over a year. We received the one-time funding in 2019, but that was postponed due to COVID-19, and I didn't get the funding until 2021, which is when we started Benji's therapy and using the services at Autism Behavioral Services in Fergus, said Alemán. We had a meeting with the owner of the ABA Center and we discussed additional funding we can get by applying through the OAP. But we have to finish the current funding we have right now before we can reapply, which is why Benji's back on the waiting list for behavioral services and the funding waitlist. Alemán explained that he and his wife are still learning the application process and the kinds of funding and services they are eligible for, as certain funding is only available to certain children. Freya Hunter, owner of the Autism Behavioral Services in Fergus, explained that many families are experiencing funding shortages for behavioral services. Many parents don't want to miss the opportunity to access these services that are so incredibly important for their children, but unfortunately, they don't have enough funding. We have children that are funded, but the funding is not enough to meet their needs, explained Hunter. So, for example, they have a funding of $50,000, but really, they should be here 5 days a week, which would look like a $90,000 a year program, but they don't have that funding. The intensity of the program is just lessened. Oftentimes, we're seeing kids are not getting enough therapy because financially, the funding isn't available for it. But they can access some therapy which, of course, some are better than none. For children over the age of 6 who are autistic, the provincial government offers a one-time interim funding for them, which gives families $5,000 a year, and $20,000 for families with children ages 1 to 5. Hunter noted that many of the children over 6 years old are currently struggling financially, as $5,000 is not enough, especially if the child is on the more extreme side of the spectrum. We're seeing a higher turnover rate for these families because we're seeing parents take that youth to an extensive program with us and then not have any more money to pay for it, said Hunter. Currently, we have 48 children on the waiting list and 56 children on our caseload. Crystal Caputo, Director of Communications and Media for Ontario's Ministry of Children, Community and Social Services, explained that the Ontario government remained determined to get OAP right, which means rolling out services thoughtfully while also building capacity in the workforce to provide the support families need. We are fixing a broken system and we will ensure that no child is left unsupported. We hope these three new initiatives will further help families in need, said Caputo in an email to Alora Fergus today. One of our first actions was doubling funding for the OAP to $600 million. That investment means that we are now supporting more than 40,000 children, almost 5 times more children than served under the previous program. The rollout of the OAP is ongoing, and we are seeing positive momentum that must continue.